Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Donald Trump says there's nothing in the US Constitution to stop him from running for the White House again, even if he's convicted in any of the cases against him. His remarks come as he and other candidates are appearing before Republican supporters at the party's annual Lincoln Dinner fundraiser in Iowa. Sarah Smith is there.
Donald Trump himself usually comes out absolutely defiant because we've seen him indicted on other criminal charges before, and he's usually made a speech where he decries the political witch hunt he says he's the victim of and tries to find a way, in fact, in order to use these criminal charges to boost his electoral campaign. What's going to be interesting is what the other candidates say about it. Most of them have been very reticent about criticising Donald Trump because, of course, they worry about alienating his supporters if they attack him.
The United States has said it could end military cooperation with Niger after the leader of this week's military coup declared himself the country's new head. The White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said the US condemned any effort to seize power by force in the strongest terms. Here's John Donison.
This is the sixth military takeover in less than 3 years. It follows Burkina Faso, Guinea and Mali. And these are all countries that have been helpful to the United States, if you like, in targeting Islamic extremism in the region. So the fact that America hasn't withdrawn security cooperation immediately suggests to me that the White House probably is deliberating that they risk in pulling out completely. They leave a vacuum, but at the same time, they don't want to give a signal that this sort of thing is okay.
The president of Peru, Dina Boluarte, has used Independence Day to apologise for the deaths of dozens of people in anti-government protests since December. Up to 80 Peruvian civilians and members of the security forces were killed in the months following her accession to power, which happened when the leftist president, Pedro Castillo, was ousted. Charles Haviland reports.
Addressing the right-wing-dominated Congress, President Boluarte said she felt deep and painful consternation about the unrest-related deaths and apologised to the families on behalf of the state. She said she would work towards national reconciliation. But she also said she would request increased powers for 4 months to deal with crime and other issues. Dina Boluarte's words may not pacify demonstrators, who again clashed with police in the capital Lima, even as the president spoke.
Missiles have struck two buildings in the centre of the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro. A BBC team in the city said the top floor of a residential tower block had been almost completely destroyed. Several people were injured, but there have been no reported fatalities. World News from the BBC. An Australian military helicopter has crashed into the sea off the country's eastern coast. The Defence Minister, Richard Arles, said a search was underway for 4 missing crew members. Phil Mercer reports.
The helicopter ditched into waters close to the tourist resort of Hamilton Island, north of Brisbane. The Australian Defence Minister, Richard Marles, said it crashed during a late-night drill. 4 people were on board. A search and rescue mission is continuing. Another Australian Army helicopter crash-landed near a beach in the state of New South Wales earlier this year.
The Islamic State group has said it carried out a deadly bomb attack in a suburb of the Syrian capital Damascus on Thursday. At least 5 people are reported to have been killed in the bombing near a shrine to one of the Prophet Muhammad's granddaughters that is a site of pilgrimage for Shia Muslims. The Islamic State group frequently attacks Shia targets. The Italian football club Juventus have been kicked out of this season's Europa Conference League for breaching financial fair play rules. They've also been fined more than $20 million by the sport's governing body in Europe. UEFA said the offences took place between 2012 and 2019. Juventus say they will not appeal against the decision. The English Premier League team Chelsea have also been fined by UEFA for submitting incomplete financial records. The authorities in Italy have discovered an ancient Roman cargo ship at the bottom of the Mediterranean. The vessel is thought to be more than 2,000 years old. It was carrying hundreds of terracotta jars, most of which remain intact. A remote-controlled robot filmed the ship lying on the seabed off the port of Civitavecchia, about 80 kilometres northwest of Rome. The police art squad described the discovery as exceptional. BBC News.